When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
On today's Smart 7, calls for calm after Iran launches Israel attack, terror in a Sydney shopping centre, and lots more. It's Monday, 15th of April. It's World Art Day, and happy birthday, Emma Watson.
The Smart 7.
It's news,
but not the news.
There was a major escalation in the Middle East this weekend after Iran launched a massive aerial attack on Israel on Saturday night. It was in response to an Israeli strike on the Iranian consulate in Damascus earlier this month, which left at least a dozen people dead, including a top Iranian commandee, Brigadier General Mohammad Reza Sahedi. Israel and its allies were quick to react on Saturday, successfully intercepting almost all of the 300 drones and missiles headed their way, according to the IDF. Israeli government spokesperson Avi Heiman says Israel's prepared for anything.
Iran has taken off their mask and attacked us for the first time directly. We are prepared for all scenarios, both defensive and offensive, and we won't be broadcasting any plans or anything like that. It is under consideration still.
There's growing fear that the attack could trigger a major conflict across the Middle East, with US President Joe Biden convening a meeting of the G7 on Sunday to try and calm the situation. But University of Tehran Professor Sayed Mohammad Mirandi says the best thing for Israel to do is nothing at all.
Well, it's obvious that it was a major humiliation for the Israeli regime. So the smart thing for the Israeli regime to do would be to refrain from responding. But if they strike Iran again, it's going to get much worse.
Iran's attack on Israel saw a number of global leaders take to social media to respond. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres urged all sides to show restraint in a statement posted to his X account, whilst UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak strongly condemned the attack and praised the coordinated efforts of US, French, Jordanian and British troops to down the drones. He also confirmed that the RAF were involved.
The RAF sent additional planes to the region. I can confirm that our planes did shoot down a number of Iranian attack drones. I don't want to pay tribute to the bravery and professionalism of our pilots flying into the face of danger.
EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen, speaking for the G7, condemned the attack and expressed solidarity with Israel, while US President Biden returned early from a weekend in Delaware to hold meetings, including with the National Security Council. The Council's Coordinator for Strategic Communications, John Kirby, says the US doesn't want to see things escalate.
Israel demonstrated again, as I said, that they're not standing alone, that they have friends. The president's been clear, we don't want to see this escalate. We're not looking for a wider war with Iran. The coming hours and days will tell us a lot.
5 women and 1 man have been killed and another 12 injured following a random knife attack at a busy shopping centre in Sydney on Saturday afternoon. Amongst the victims was 38-year-old Ashley Good, who died attempting to save her 9-month-old baby Harriet. Harriet was injured in the attack and is currently recovering in hospital. Sunday saw the suspect named as 40-year-old Joel Corchi, who had a history of mental illness and was known to police. He was shot dead at the scene following a standoff with lone police officer Amy Scott. Australian PM Anthony Albanese commended Amy's actions at a press conference on Sunday.
There's no doubt that she saved lives through her action. And it is a reminder that those people who wear uniform are people who rush to danger, not away from it.
Media mogul and MAGA cult leader Donald Trump may have already secured the Republican nomination for this year's presidential election, but his next stop on his campaign trail is a Manhattan courtroom. On Monday, he'll become the first ex-US president in history to stand criminal trial, charged with 34 felony counts of falsifying business records in the first degree. He's accused of covering up a $130,000 hush money payment to adult film star Stormy Daniels by misreporting it as legal fees in the days before the 2016 election, but Donald doesn't seem too fazed about his upcoming jury selection.
On Monday in New York City, I will be forced to sit fully gagged before a highly conflicted and corrupt judge who suffers from TDS. Trump, derangement syndrome.
Still to come on the Smart 7. A Sunday of shocks in the Premier League and Ryan Gosling's got a secret fear right after this. Welcome back.
Man City are back at the top of the Premier League table following a topsy-turvy Sunday which saw both Liverpool and Arsenal upset at home. Liverpool had been hoping to avenge their midweek Europa League defeat when they took on Crystal Palace, but they weren't able to recover from an early Palace goal and the game finished 1-0. Meanwhile, Arsenal suffered a late humiliation when Aston Villa scored twice in the last 6 minutes of the game to leave the Gunners with their first Premier League loss of the year. Arsenal boss Mikel Arteta says it's important that the team learn from the defeat when they take on Bayern Munich in a second Champions League quarter-final leg on Wednesday.
The moment is now. After this blow, how we react, we have the best opportunity to react on Wednesday night against Bayern Munich. And now the team has to show it, and now we have to make sure that we react in the way that if you want to win, you have to expect to overcome the situations.
Ryan Gosling had a busy weekend. On Saturday, he hosted SNL for the third time to rave reviews. It included a follow-up to that iconic Papyrus font sketch from 2017 called Papyrus 2, which racked up over 500,000 YouTube views within hours of being posted. He also made an appearance on Jimmy Fallon to promote his new action movie, The Fall Guy, where he plays movie stuntman Colt Seavers, who has a secret side gig as a bounty hunter. But turns out Ryan might be more of a Ken than a Colt.
Well, I have a fear of heights. They set this up at the beginning of the film where I'm talking to people on set and then I go up in an elevator and we go up 12 stories and then they drop me 12 stories at the end of the take. And I was so scared that I put on sunglasses for no reason other than to hide the fear in my eyes.
If you loved The Woman in Black and Eden Lake, then listen up because James Watkins is back with another horror masterpiece that looks set to give you chills. Speak No Evil is a remake of the 2022 Danish film of the same name and stars James McAvoy and Mackenzie Davis in a family holiday turned nightmare which teaches viewers about the importance of speaking up. It'll be released this September, so mark your calendars because it's the perfect way to celebrate Friday the 13th.
I want to pack up the car and I want to leave right now.
You're sad to see you go.
You're gonna go out there and be completely normal.
We've been pretending it's normal since we got here. Dad?
You've been listening to The Smart 7. We'll be back tomorrow at 7 a.m. Hit that follow button and have a great day.
Give us 7 minutes and we'll give you the world.